The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. En route to Singapore, aboard the freighter, the Manila Merchant, Jungle Jim discovers that Kitty St. John has secretly booked passage and is following him. He tries to persuade the captain to put about and return Kitty to Nahia. The captain politely refuses, and the ship continues on its course. Early one afternoon, a sudden tropical storm blows up and almost reaches the proportions of a hurricane. Jim has difficulty making his way along the storm-swept deck, trying to reach the hatchway below. He meets Kitty, who has come up to get some fresh air. She, too, finds the going tough. And while they're both struggling to cling to the handrail and keep a footing on the slippery wet decks, a huge tidal wave washes them both overboard into the raging sea. Below decks, Kolo becomes alarmed at Jim and Kitty's absence. With the first officer, he makes a hurried search of the vessel. But no trace of Jim or Kitty can be found. Kolo then reports to the captain.
Now, hold on a minute. Let me get this straight. First, you say you searched the ship thoroughly and can't find a trace of either Jungle Jim Bradley or Mr. St. John.
That be right, Captain. When I not see Tuan Jim, I go to First Officer. Tell him I no can find Tuan Jim or Mrs. St. John. Then First Officer, search all over boat. Not find them any place.
Now, that's strange. I saw this storm brewing, and before it even blew up, I ordered everyone below. Sent Mackenzie to warn Mr. Bradley, who was on deck. Had plenty of time to get to safety before the storm hit us.
Missy St. John, she go below. But soon go up on deck again. She not want to stay below. Say air be bad. Make her sick.
Confound that woman. She must have come up on deck and met Jungle Jim Bradley. They must have been caught when that first big blow struck us.
You must turn boat back. Maybe find Tuan Jim, Missy St. John.
There's a terrific storm blowing out there. I doubt if we could put about in time to do any good.
Tuan Jim be strong. Swim good. You turn back, maybe find him.
We can't put about in this weather, man. Be suicide. Gotta keep our bow right into the teeth of that storm. We stopped, but tried to put about, those heavy seas would capsize us and pound us to pieces.
But Tuan Jim, Mrs. St. John be out there.
Not now, man. There was even a ghost of a chance I might even be tempted to try it. Just look out there at those seas. Are they pounding and breaking over us? My man, there isn't anything, anyone that could live in that sea. It's all we can do to keep this vessel upright and on her course.
But Tuan Jim, he be good boss, great friend. Kolo can't lose him.
Now I know exactly how you feel, and I'm just as sorry as you are. But we gotta face the facts. I wish I could hold out even a little hope, but it's useless, useless. Jungle Jim Bradley and Missy St. John are lost, gone forever. Griffin, what is it now?
Sure, I'm being swamped with calls from the shore station at Nahia and inquiries from the Southern Cross about those two passengers that were washed overboard, Captain.
Well, what about it? You give them all the details, Griffin?
That's all I've been doing for the past 2 hours. First Nahia gets on, then the Southern Cross gets in. It appears there's a Mr. Vreel on the Southern Cross who is Jungle Jim Bradley's partner.
Yeah?
She left Nahia about a week or so ahead of us and is heading for Singapore.
Singapore, huh?
Yes. And she's just about driving the operator aboard the Southern Cross crazy with questions.
I see what you're up against. I'll have to put an end to all these questions and inquiries. I'll give you a final official statement. Send it to Nahia first and then raise the Southern Cross and give it to them. I'll word it carefully and then you can add that it's absolutely final. There's nothing more to be said.
While the captain of the Manila Merchant was preparing his final and official statement, Tony Lowry kept a sleepless vigil in the wireless station at Nahia, hoping against hope that some favorable word might be received regarding his loyal friend Jungle Jim and the unfortunate Kitty St. John. Finally, the official statement from the Manila merchant comes in.
Well, Mr. Lowry, here's the final word from the captain of the Manila merchant.
Huh?
I've typed it all out so it'll be easy for you to read.
Thanks.
But it's no use to hold out any more hope, Mr. Lowry. Jungle Jim and Kitty have been definitely lost at sea.
Now, give me the message, Wilson. I'll read it anyway. Although there's not much use.
Afraid not, sir. Captain says nothing human could survive those terrific seas, and it was all he and his crew could do to keep their boat going. They barely outrode the storm.
I see where the captain of the merchant has requested all ships using that lane to be on the lookout just in case.
Yes.
And by some miracle, Jim and Kitty may have survived that storm.
Yes, but there isn't a steamer anywhere that part of the steamship lane at present. It's been nearly 12 hours since they were first reported lost. So even if they did survive the storm, they couldn't go on swimming for that length of time.
Nope. I guess you're right, Wilson. It does seem that all hope is gone. But I still like to cling, foolishly perhaps, to the one long chance that some miracle may have happened to save them.
Well, if such a thing could happen, it would sure restore my faith in miracles. But I think we're just indulging in some wishful thinking, Mr. Lowry.
I'm afraid so. Did you say that the Southern Cross was plying him with questions, too?
Yes, sir. Mr. Rill is aboard the Cross.
Yes, poor girl. Poor girl, this will be an awful blow to her. She was very, very close to Jim. In fact, I'm quite sure that she loved him. That was before Kitty came into the picture.
She thought she'd lost him to Kitty, and I guess she was right. She lost him to Kitty, but in a far different manner than she anticipated.
Say, good heavens, what's the matter with me? Why didn't I think of it before? Oh, Wilson, stop talking and see if you can raise Kauana Island. Durham over there has that seaplane. He could fly out over that area where Jim and Kitty were washed overboard. And if by any chance they've survived, Durham could spot them from the air. The sea is calm again after that storm. Hurry, man, see what luck you have. Tell Durham who's calling and that I request he try to hunt for Jim with his seaplane.
Okay, Mr. Lowry, right away.
And while Tony Lowry makes one final effort to find Jungle Jim and Kitty, Shanghai Lil aboard the steamer Southern Cross is receiving the final report of Jim's tragic disappearance from the captain.
Hello, Captain. Have you any more news for me from the Manila merchant?
Yes, Mr. Vril. The captain himself has issued a special report on the disappearance of Jungle Jim Bradley and Mrs. St. John.
Oh. Well, is the news any more hopeful than the earlier reports we received?
No, I'm sorry to say. The skipper of the merchant is very definite in his report. Mr. Bradley and Mrs. St. John were swept overboard by the tremendous seas that mounted so suddenly when the storm struck. It was an hour or so before their disappearance was finally discovered by Mr. Bradley's Hindu boy. The storm was mounting in violence, and it was impossible to heave to or put about in search for them. As a matter of fact, the skipper said he had all he could do to ride out the storm.
Oh. And that seems to blot out the last ray of hope.
I'm afraid so, Mr. Vril. The captain says that nothing human could survive in that sea. That storm was a hurricane. You probably know from your own experience the fury of tropical storms at sea.
Yes, I realize the terrible power of those storms. So apparently there's nothing else anyone can do now.
Well, the Manila merchant has notified all ships using that particular lane to be on the lookout for anyone, but that, of course, is just on the off chance of Jim and Mrs. St. John surviving the storm and be able to remain afloat afterwards.
Then there are steamers close by in that steamship lane?
Well, no, Mr. Vril, not at present, but of course there...
Yes, sir. I see what you mean. The bodies might be picked up. Well, thank you for all your trouble, Captain.
I... Don't mention it, Mr. Vril, I only wish I had been able to bring you something a little more cheerful.
Can I get you to send one more message for me, Captain? I want to send word to Cole, Jungle Jim Bradley's Hindu boy aboard the Manila Merchant.
Why, certainly, Mr. Vril. Why don't you just go up right to the wireless shack and give Mr. Griffin the message personally? He's a very obliging young chap, and he'll go out of his way to help you.
Yes, thank you, Captain. I will. Excuse me, please. This is the message I wish to send. Mr. Kolu Bendereth, SS Manila Merchant, have just received final word from your captain regarding Jungle Jim's death at sea. I know how deeply you feel this tragic loss. The world we knew was lost with him. We'll arrive in Singapore Thursday and we'll meet you when you arrive. Signed, Lil.
And so Lil and Kolo, out at sea on separate ships, mourn the loss of their gallant and courageous friend and comrade, Jungle Jim. For the first time in many years, Lil feels completely alone in the world with nothing to console her over the loss of her partner in many strange and colorful adventures. Will the sea give up its secret and reveal the final fate of Jungle Jim? Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why the whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.